Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
One of the best to have ever done it, Sally, the boss, Madame, on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We also checked out a bit of a reminder of what the weekend was with ex-Duppy, Young Stunner, and Tuto the Human with a Monday Boys Holiday. Thank you so much for choosing us once again. The NSK and Shaquan is on your radio. Now, Shaquan, over the weekend, on Saturday, I had the honor, the pleasure of co-hosting the... a hashtag Be Free initiative, building communities. That was the initiative, and sanctioned by the One Economy Foundation.
Yeah, yeah, because they got all the money. Sorry.
Oi.
No, they do. No, they're putting it to good use. We're not mad at it.
Yes. Okay, there you go. No, they are. They're putting that money to good use. I promise you that much. Now, here's the thing, right? I want to start off by where I was.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I wanna try and explain where exactly I was before getting into the programming and whatever. Now, the constituency is Tobias Hanyeko, but you know, the average person, if you tell them this is a constituency, they wouldn't necessarily know where what I'm talking about, right? But I was in Ngurengaba.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Extension 6.
Mm-hmm.
Before you reach Babylon.
Yeah.
Right? You. What is Stratenambaches? I have the street. Wait a second. I even screenshot that street name. Wach, chala is okay. Get on here, so is Ivers. Okay, moet net is obi. Okay. It was what is it? Dank se naam no. Akapeke.
Akapeke Street.
Yeah, Akapeke Hipangelwa Street.
Oh, okay.
Right now, before you reach that street, as you're headed to Babylon.
Yeah.
The first 10 on the right.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
The first 10 on the right before reaching the Akapeka Street.
Mm-hmm.
You go down. And now once you go down there, it's already gravel road by then, by the way.
Yeah.
So once you go down there, you reach a settlement called Kilimanjaro.
Yeah.
Now, Shaquan, if I'm telling you, we were literally behind the mountains. Like, if you know, as you saw in Sakana, when the sun sets, it's dark. But it's not. There's electricity, and I'm coming there. But I'm sure at some point there was no electricity. So it would be dark. That's how far I was. Deep. Mm. Like, I'm talking dusty. Gravel. Even the road itself, right?
Yeah,
it's not necessarily straightened. You know, it's one of those makeshift type of roads.
Mm.
Basically, it's exceptionally deep. It's at the tail end of Windhoek. I'm telling you. And so, I mean, the whole point was to just to announce to the community that, look, listen, Be Free is there, and they are bringing the services closer to the people.
Okay.
Now, the youth campus that Be Free already has should I say Damara location? Independence Arena, behind Independence Arena.
Mm-hmm.
You know about that youth campus,
yes?
Right? Okay, fantastic. Now, they are going to build, or they're busy already building, another youth campus, but right there by Kilimanjaro. And I was advised that this campus will actually be 10 times bigger than the one at the one that's currently already behind Independence
Arena.
At the
youth complex, yeah.
They're going to utilize the mountain. They're going to extreme sports, hiking trails,
what?
Agriculture, like,
wow.
Horticulture, like anything that you can imagine.
Yeah.
They will do it at that campus, and it will be bigger. This is literally at the tail end of Windhoek. Like, the people that live there don't know these things. And Be Free is going to bring all of those services
closer to
the people. I promise you, Shaquan.
To the people that need it the most.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know, man. Shaquan, I promise you, it was a very humbling experience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Apart from the fact that Osi Monica Kengos also showed up and she was part of the festivities.
Yeah.
The actual work, man, like the work that the One Economy is doing with their initiatives, Be Free and Break Free, they are busy, dude.
Yeah, they are so busy.
Like, wow. And I even asked the organizers, like, how did you guys even identify this area? Like, in this whole Windhoek, this is where you are.
Yeah.
And I was explained, no, this is the whole point of what we do as a foundation. You know, this is, we need to bring the services close to the people, enable these communities,
and
build an economy that's in the area. And the one debate that was also there, Shaquan, is obviously now Osimhonika King was now making an appearance. And
looking fine.
Looking incredible.
I saw that video and I was like,
yeah.
She's out.
No, she's
she looks stunning.
What a woman, I promise
you.
And I was having an internal battle.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I was personally having an internal battle. Because I kept wanting to announce her as the first lady.
No, but she is our first lady.
She's not, though. She's our third first lady.
She's our first lady.
But I know what you mean. Exactly.
Forever first lady.
You see what I mean? Oh, my word, dude. Oh my word. It was such a battle. And it was a battle for everyone else as well.
Yeah, no, she is, you know what? She knows it. Girl. You know it. No, she is. I will forever. Oh my god, yeah. Whenever I see that form, I'm like, Neman, get it right.
Yeah, yeah. It can't be former. It's our first lady.
She is.
But yeah, her aura, man, when she arrived, obviously people go crazy.
Yeah.
After the festivities, you know, she walks around, she greets people, takes selfies with people, you know, visits all the different stalls that were there, the different initiatives. And there was one specific tent, by the way, that I quickly want to mention.
Okay.
The Empower Stand, right? Or the Empower Hall. Now, in this Empower Hall, they had a couple of businesses there. There was a mat making business, and there was a shoe cleaning business. So what they doing is they teach young people the skills of mat making and shoe washing.
So
you get the skills, and then you can
do your own business.
You can do your own business.
Yeah,
you know. And that was literally happening right there.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And you could see, like, the community, the people that were there, they were just like...
receiving of it.
They were receiving it. Their minds were blown. Like, oh my word. There was one girl that was literally running around with 100 pamphlets. Because she was so excited at everything that's happening and all the opportunities and all the initiatives. And
running around handing out?
No. Like grabbing from different stalls.
Oh, okay.
Grabbing,
yeah.
You know, contact details, grabbing this, grabbing that, which was the whole point, I guess. So, man, the people at hashtag Be Free, they are doing an incredible job.
Yeah, absolutely.
We in the mainstream media, we probably, and the populace at large, we probably don't even know exactly what these guys are up to. But I promise you, these guys are working, bruh.
Yeah.
These guys are working. If at any point you are in that area on Gurangava, Extension 6,
just
before you reach Akapeke Street, you turn right, go see what's happening there. I promise you.
But I mean, also with an organization that has minimum, what I've noticed, maybe 3-4 events per week.
Yeah, per week, dude.
Let's just leave it there.
Yesterday, per week.
Wayo and her team, they're very, very busy.
Yeah.
It's beautiful to see. And this is why I'm saying that she's going to be our forever first lady. Because who else has done this for us?
No. What Osimhonika...
I'm just saying.
No, we hear you.
Facts are facts.
What Osimhonika and Osiwayo and the rest of the team are doing is going to affect this country positively in the next 30, 40 years.
Say
yellow no. 724 Namibia's Heart and Soul. We've got Sun El musician lined up.
Need a bit of inspiration from the biggest. Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.